Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things to the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it. To hear what you hear, we did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Our reading today, the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, is a reading of such hope, because in the reading there's so much chaos going on in the world, and there's so much evil, and the people feel like they can't keep on going. And what does our Lord do? Our Lord reveals to them through Scripture and to us today what exactly is going to happen. So, my friends, when evil seems to be running wild in the world and when things seem to be chaotic, it's very normal for us to feel overwhelmed or scared a little bit. But Jesus Christ is always victorious. He's always victorious. And that's what we have to remind ourselves. At the end of the day, there's nothing that we need to fear, because our Lord walks with us always. So no matter how wonderful your family life is right now, or how dysfunctional it may be, or how wonderful things are at work, or how bad they may be, Jesus always is victorious. We spend so much time here on earth full of anxiety, do we not? Worried about things that we really can't control. But what we know for sure is that Jesus conquers everything and that he is always victorious. So this morning, let's just pray for the grace to have stronger faith, that when things get difficult in our lives, we remember this first reading where we're so full of hope because Jesus Christ will always give us the peace that we need.